from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan, that is a special intro from City Limits. Are you honored?
Yeah. I am. That's goosebumps type stuff.
Put chills, the words right out of his mouth.
Chills down the spine. Man,
that's
some
of our greatest hits right there.
I feel loved. I feel loved. Well, I don't know. We might have something from the cutting room floor from this particular show, from what I understand. Yes.
Yeah. The Zeiss exit going to, someone just asked, is it the longest Paul pause yet? The fact that he left to go to lunch in the middle of the show.
So let me get this right. So if I have this right, our boss came into the studio, gave me old Gene Lamont, third base coach, wave.
No. This was pre-planned. It was a planned lunch.
Okay.
It had nothing to do with the blow-up in the segment.
Well, I'm not saying that, but I'm just amazed that go to lunch in the middle of a show?
You might have thought they could go to a 2 o'clock lunch, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I was surprised. I didn't learn of this till, like, I don't know, 10. Did you know of it at all? Limits?
I was not aware until Craig came in half an hour after Paul left and told me about it. Filled me in.
Oh, by the way.
Yes.
What about a late breakfast?
Yeah. I mean, surely there were other times than between 10 and 2, but who am I to question the big boss? I certainly would never do that.
I thought it was he popped his head into the studio and was like, hey, come on. I'm heading to lunch. You want to... You want to come?
Better.
Call to Paul's bullpen over there.
Yeah, that would have been better. Our last segment, previous to Dan's arrival, was brought to you by Gutter Helmet.
Thank you.
The fall rush. Get 35% off Gutter Helmet. Visit gutterhelmet.com or call 888-5-HELMET. And Dan himself is brought to you by LGKG Injury Lawyers. Both Larry Kelly and Joe George are AV rated, as is the entire LGKG firm. LGKG, your home team. And Dan, brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. We had a great time out there. That was like 2 months ago. Walk stopped out there. Those people are awesome.
Yes, they are. I spoke to them this morning. They're wonderful people. I wanted Bob Walk to face you in wiffle ball.
So
wouldn't have
I.
that been fun?
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. We were going to, and then it just sort of fell apart late.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, what's going on with Ke'Bryan Hayes? And this is baffling. The most baffling part to me is 2 years ago, he was giving, and I believe him. I want to be clear about that. And I've had back surgery when my disc blew up in my back and there were nerve fragments that they had to pluck off the nerves, little pieces of disc. But it was just odd 2 years ago when he said he was having trouble getting on and off the team plane, or there was a report to that effect, and yet he's playing in meaningless games. And then the same thing this year. It's like, you can't turn. You're in pain all the time. Why are you playing?
Well, those are good questions. The question that I have, and, you know, the confusion that I have is based on what Derek Shelton said to you on Tuesday.
Yeah.
He came across to me, and I brought this up and was going back and forth with Jason Mackey, who did the original reporting on it for the Post-Gazette, had him on the pregame show yesterday. It's pretty clearly laid out in that PG article exactly what Hayes has been dealing with. He cites MRIs. He cites compressed discs. I mean, all of those symptoms. It's a pretty fairly thorough report from the subject person himself.
Primary source right there.
Yeah, yes. And then Derek Shelton's on your airwaves yesterday, basically being very vague, coy, incomplete about it, basically saying, well, we need to take a deep dive on it. We need to pop the hood on it, almost as if this kind of snuck up on them. And Jason, and I brought that point up to Mackey yesterday, and I guess I could buy it. I'm not sure I believe it, that, you know, Shelton was just trying to be as vanilla and bland as possible, not say too much. But for me, and I don't mean to be conspiratorial here, but, you know, Hayes is saying one thing. The organization is saying, well, we need to find out more. Well, what more do you need to find out? You can open up the newspaper, and there's plenty more specific details there.
He practically handed you an X-ray and an MRI.
So it sounds to me as if there's some crossed wires here. And this is my theory, opinion. It's based in not talking to anybody, but just trying to connect the dots here and knowing from an experience standpoint of hearing stuff from other people and being inside with other organizations and knowing what happens behind the scenes. It's, you know, sometimes a player is saying one thing, their camp is saying one thing, and then the organization's medical people, they read something differently and they have a theory. Is there some crossed wires? And, well, based on what we believe to be a unique history with Hayes and the Pirates organization on some other subject matter as it pertains to hitting coaches and what he wants to do, so I think that's fair to wonder, right? Because there's plenty of smoke there. But the fact that the manager comes on the radio show and says that, well, we need to just start the scientific method here in finding
2 years later.
Yeah, well, right. I mean, how has this snuck up on them, I guess, is my big question. Based on the sound and the words of what Derek Shelton told you, it's bizarre.
To put it mildly, yes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mackey's story really led me to believe, and I am not a doctor by any stretch of the imagination, but if the jelly stuff, which is the disc, is blown out in one of those areas in the back, then you got problems. And I can't help but wonder, as it is for a lot of people in that situation, do you want to get surgery or try to avoid it? They put me on steroid packs. They put me on medication. It's the same recipe when you have a herniated disc, a blown up disc, whatever it is. This is what that sounds like. And I wonder if he wants to avoid surgery at all costs, but I also wonder if surgery might be the ultimate fix. But again, I'm not a doctor. But although he did pretty much spell out what's wrong with him. Here's the bottom line. If this goes on and they don't have any clear answer going into next season, you can't go into next season with a third baseman that's this uncertain, who just was arguably the worst hitter in all of baseball.
Yeah.
You just can't. You have to go in with an alternate plan. Do you agree?
I would agree. The Isaiah Kiner-Falefa acquisition looks all the better here, and I don't know if one is tied to the other. I think you acquire IKF on his own merits just because of, you know, who he is, and that guy all of a sudden just became all the more valuable to you. Nick Gonzalez, obviously, with a clean bill of health.
Yeah.
I suppose you could play him a little bit at third base if you wanted to play IKF at second. So you have some versatility, some interchangeability there. I know Jared Triolo is not going to get anybody excited. He has an opportunity to, because Greg Brown hypothesized, by the way, in his opinion, with Chris Mueller yesterday afternoon, that Hayes is done for the year. I don't know if that's necessarily an earth-shattering development, but I think it's the first time, and Mackey even told me he feels the same way. I want that to be understood, that this isn't just a 10-day IL stint. The Pirates put him on the injured list for 10 days. I don't understand why they wouldn't have put him on for 60, but I've got two people that are pretty closely tied with the team, in their opinion and estimation, nothing official, that Hayes has done for the year. So again, the why 10 versus 60 days, that's another question here. But yes, there needs to be something done. You absolutely have to go out and shore up that spot in the lineup. Defensively, I think you have enough versatility internally, but still there's another bat that needs to be acquired. And I think the Pirates, for a number of reasons, are going to go about the offseason perhaps differently, maybe more aggressively, and they've really got to figure out how to infuse just a tougher lineup to navigate for opposing pitchers. Like, you've got to get that bottom third squared away somehow. So
speaking of that, don't you have to get a look here? I think the sooner the better at Henry Davis, considering he's shredding AAA again. Do you want to get a look at him, or do you just want him to experience what he's experiencing now and carry that kind of confidence into next season?
So
what would you do with him?
So the strikeout rate is still very high. In AAA, you can put up some pretty substantial numbers, but if there's still swing and miss, and if you're still missing certain pitches in certain counts or in certain locations, despite the end result, that I think is that's where those numbers at that level can be a bit fraudulent. If there's too much swing and miss, again, on hittable pitches in certain locations, how does that translate to the big league level? Regardless of what the OPS is, I understand where you're coming from, and there is a part of me that wants to see that, but again, his issue primarily was swing and miss, missing very hittable pitches in hitter counts. So to answer the question, no. Until that strikeout rate, that swing and miss rate comes down, I think he would be better served in AAA. And again, there wasn't a ton of time that he had in the minor leagues to begin with. Paul, would you like your headphones back? Here you go.
Dan stole Paul's headphones?
I did, yes. I didn't have any.
I think he's mad again.
He could be.
This is horrible that he was mad when he left, and now as soon as he comes back, there's something making him
he's
mad.
He's smiling
is
now.
Is he happy?
Maybe he's smiling because he's about to tear my head off. I don't know.
Paul, how was lunch?
It was good. We had a good time.
What'd you
the
have?
Big boss, SPAC, was there.
And, yeah.
We had a cavalcade of stars like Bill Hillgrove and Larry Richard.
Ah.
And, you know, wannabe stars like Kale.
That's a good line.
You know, so it was nice. It was very nice.
What'd you eat?
PJ was there. PJ, you know, the KDK.
Comanchek, yes.
Comanchek. Yes. I couldn't think of his last name, yes. So it was good. I had a very good chicken salad. And of course, it was a very good chicken noodle soup.
Oh, did you go?
Lots of
down
chicken.
We went to the Green Tree. We went to the Green Tree Inn right over here. So we went to. So I got the chicken noodle soup, real nice, real good, and then a grilled chicken salad. So I'm feeling really good about William. Eating a very healthy meal.
And any dessert?
Course, yes. And then, of course, I got this, like, it was like an almond. Not
tort?
Almond.
Tort?
No, it was a cheesecake. It was like a marble cheesecake type thing. It was unbelievable. So I said, basically, good thing I ate the chicken salad and was light for my lunch portion because I just blew my diet out of the water. But it was really good. And then, of course, they said, well, are you going to bring something back for Joe? And I said, well, Joe ate slice on Broadway.
Yeah, that was really good. Did you have some of that, Dan? I hope that you're well fed here.
Well, it's funny because we were at the Green Tree Inn yesterday and the boss socially pressured everybody into ordering the chicken noodle soup as it sounds like he did.
Mm.
Well, no, I like
today.
Soup.
Do you?
Yeah, I usually try and get a little cup of soup.
But
I
he
like
bills
soup.
It as the best chicken noodle soup in all the land. Did he do that? Did he suggest that to everybody?
Yeah, he might have before. Okay. Because I was... right before I was there, I was arguing with Joe.
So you were late.
So I was late, and it was like about 10 after when that, or 10, 12 after when that segment ended, and I looked at my phone, and I had a text from the big boss. Are you coming? So
that was incredible,
that segment. It was basically
segment.
Like I had to just pull my headphones off and run, right? So I missed probably the pre-game speech.
I see.
Dan, yes. I have a very special invite for you.
Yes.
Is there any chance you'd like to participate in a quiz show with Paul and I to end the show?
Well, here we are. I don't think I have much of a choice. So
you will?
Let's go.
Okay.
What if I said no?
I mean, I would allow you to go do your work and we'd do the quiz show.
I'm going to respectfully decline. No. Of course, let's do it.
Okay. We'll come back and do that, Limitless Wonder?
Yeah, let's come back and do it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a break.
Yeah. We can't say break in the radio business.
Oh, we can't.
There's
right.
A very, very brief intermission where we set up our next segment. It's going to be a quiz show with a guest star. Paul leads 3-2. Today can be more of an exhibition quiz show to allow Dan to participate.
It's 4-1, actually.
4-1, but that's
it's
okay.
It's 4-1?
Yes. 4-1, but nobody's
4-1.
Just bite me.
A spider.
Oh, my gosh.
A spider
this
got him.
This is unbelievable.
You all right? You okay, Joe?
Oh, there's something down here.
A flea.
Are you suggesting that we have wild animals or an insect problem in the studio?
We once had a mouse in here.
What? Is that so?
That's true.
Man.
All right, we'll come back with a quiz show. We get all the topics are the same with the Pirates every week. Yeah, we'll ask you about Skeen's pitching limits. It doesn't matter at this point,
he
right,
seems
Dan?
Very hostile.
We'll do that next week.
What
okay?
A dynamic!
And we're gonna do the quiz show next. You want to tease to it, Limits?
Yes, you know, Joe, I would love to. We have some NFL topics. We also have some baseball topics. So it'll be right up Dan's alley.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.